Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, Akwaba, Hotep, and welcome once again to another exciting episode of Dubwise Talk. Excuse me, I am Judah Ra, your host, and I am so elated to have as my very special guest, very lovely and talented Sister Malika Ali. And before we bring Sister Malika on, I'd like to let you hear this ad by one of our favorite sponsors who pays some of the bills here, so bear with me while I get him. And
greetings, Akwaba. Unan Imports. Unan Imports, they are located at 6971 North Sheridan Road, Chicago, Illinois, 60626. This two-room garden level shop specializes in arts and crafts, body care products, and clothing, mostly from Kenya and West and Central Africa. They also specialize in authentic hand-carved wood masks that have the spirit infused in them, alongside the bags made of kente cloth and knit Rastafarian tapestry carved wood jewelry. The body products include several kinds of pure unrefined shea butter, as well as black soap made from the ashes of leaves, bark, and cocoa pods, mixed with shea butter or palm oil, then cured, which is noted for its deep cleansing properties. aside from that, Unan Imports exudes an ambiance that is one to remember. Do yourself a favor. Take some time and go over to Unan Imports, located at 6971 North Sheridan Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60626, and see who I call Doc, Brother Al Unan. You'll be glad you did.
And we are black with the awesomely credentialed Malika Ali. Let's receive her with a gigantic yay. Greetings, greetings, Hotep beloved. How are you, sister?
Hotep, Brother Judah. Thank you so much for having me.
It is definitely a pleasure. If you would ask me, one of my most passionate is researching health. So when I saw your credentials, I saw how you were connected to the universe, it was hands down. I had to have you on. So welcome aboard, beloved.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I am both humbled and very happy to be a guest on your program. Thank you.
There's so much to cover, but before we do, let me ask you, where were you born, beloved?
Actually, I was born in Philadelphia. I currently reside in Brooklyn, New York. I've been here for a number of years, but I am originally a Philadelphia native.
Ah, I see. I see. And was there any consciousness as to health, holistic health in your home while growing up?
To some extent, I would say so. You know, I grew up in a two-parent household, and I did not grow up in a vegetarian household, but my mother in particular was very health conscious and very particular about the foods that she would prepare. And so I've always had, I guess, a natural inclination for holistic health and wellness. And so currently, I'm a proud student of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I wanted to start by saying that. I'm also a student of Master Healer Dr. Africa and the lovely Master Healer Queen Afua. They were a very integral influence on my development as a holistic health practitioner. And I did my undergraduate studies at Temple University and my graduate studies at Bryn Mawr College and University of Pennsylvania. So I personally have had a plant-based diet for well over 15 years now. So I am a certified holistic health practitioner, a plant-based nutritionist, and a licensed psychotherapist who specializes in holistic cognitive behavioral therapy. So I am very, very passionate about holistic health and all of the different facets that are involved in holistic wellness. And I appreciate it because it doesn't just focus on one dimension of health.
Yes, ma'am.
Right. You know, in this society, largely speaking, when you think about allopathic treatment, for the most part, that emphasizes the importance of physical health, which obviously is very important, but it is also important to strive for optimal wellness in the areas of your mental health and your emotional health. So this is why I have always been very intrigued by homeopathic treatment, holistic treatment, integrative medicine, because it deals with the person as a whole, and we are whole beings.
Yes. And it is, it only makes sense to do so because everything is connected, and the universe is holistic in itself, and it works on a holistic principle. And frankly, it doesn't even recognize the fragments that we become. But when we become holistic, then we can actually actualize the benefits from the universe, in my opinion. But tell me, so how does food impact the psychology of a person?
Oh, that's a very good question, Brother Judah, and I'm glad that you asked it. I'm glad you asked that question, because I think that some of us, due to a plethora of misinformation about health, we don't totally understand the correlation between our diet and our mental and emotional health. And there is a direct connection. And so this is why a large part of my work focuses on helping my clients to understand the difference between real food versus edible products. So, yeah, and there's a huge difference between the two. So
yes,
if
ma'am.
Your diet is largely comprised of what I call edible products, this is going to lead to disease, destruction within the body and the mind and in the spirit, and could potentially cause premature death. And so this is why I am so extremely passionate about this work that I'm doing, because many of our people within our community, within the Black community, we are needlessly suffering because most of these ailments, these degenerative diseases, they're completely preventable or reversible in most cases.
Exactly.
I'm sorry?
I said exactly.
Yes, totally, yes. They're preventable and they're reversible. So when we talk about ailments such as hypertension, diabetes type 2, heart disease, atherosclerosis, rheumatoid arthritis, osteoporosis, Alzheimer's, the list goes on. These are degenerative diseases that do not have a genetic predisposition, which essentially means the causation starts on our plate.
Exactly.
Right? So, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, understanding the difference between real food and edible products is really, really important. So my definition of what I call a real food, what constitutes as a real food, is a nourishing substance that is ingested to sustain life and to provide energy and to promote growth. Real foods are whole. They're complete. They're not processed. They're not tampered with.
Yes.
Right? They're uncompromised. And this is what our body requires for optimal health. Our bodies are natural, and it requires natural food. So real foods are natural, to put it in a simple context. Real foods are not enriched. They're not genetically modified, nor are they concocted in a laboratory. So, right.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
I tell my clients, you know, when I am giving consultations, that when they go food shopping, you know, this is something that they shouldn't be cavalier about. This is serious business when we're buying our food, when we're making food selections. We want to be prudent, and we want to make sure that the foods that we're selecting are actually products of the earth.
Right? Yes, yes.
So, you know, I typically recommend that my clients and people in general, right, our people, that we make an effort to shop the perimeters of the supermarket, okay, because this is where most of our real foods are going to be. This is where the live produce is, right? This is where the fresh foods are.
Yes.
Particularly the fruits and the vegetables, the foods that have vitality, the foods that help to fight off free radicals, meaning that they help to prevent cancer, the foods that are rich in micronutrients and phytochemicals. These are the foods that we want to consume. And so when you start to go down those war zones, which are actually aisles in the supermarket, this is where you're going to find all of your processed food, also known as your edible products. These are the danger zones when you start shopping in the aisles. These are when you're going to see the products that are in boxes and bottles and cans, and they're stamped with expiration dates, and they have all these preservatives, all this extra sodium and sugar, and it's toxic. It's toxic to the body. And these foods are lifeless. This is why they have to put preservatives in these products. Very much in the same way when you're dealing with a human corpse, they put preservatives, embalming fluid, to help preserve it. But the body is dead. And it's the same way with this food.
Yeah.
It's the same exact concept. This is what they do. So we need to be really cognizant of the foods that we buy, because we want to make sure that these foods are life-giving, that they have live enzymes. Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here with the lovely and the talented and beautiful, I might add, Malika Ali. And I think we have a caller on the line in 708. Caller in 708, are you there? Is there a caller?
Yes.
Yes, caller, do you have a comment? Do you have a comment? I think I know who this is.
Yes, when I'm listening and learning, holistic approach. This is GDM and himself listening.
Yes, yes.
Peace and blessings, brother. How are you?
Well, I'm good. You know, I'm just trying to learn from you, you know, listening what you were saying.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yes,
did you
very
have a
much.
Question or a comment for me?
Well, as I'm saying, I'm 49 this year, and I'm just saying, you know, what's the best way to keep going, you know, staying young, you know, and fit, you know, what do you have to say, you know, that I can, you know, always remember to, you know, to do certain things where staying young and fit is concerned. What's your advice?
Thank you, beloved, for that wonderful question.
Yes.
What I would recommend, generally speaking, I feel that there are five foods. This is my own list, which I feel that we should make an effort to avoid or to significantly minimize, because these foods are deleterious and very harmful to our health. The first one I would say would be animal flesh. Okay. Animal flesh, including fish. Now, I'm very aware that not everyone is at the point in their wellness journey where they are ready to transition to a plant-based diet. And if that's where you are, that is totally okay, right? But we can start to make preparations to get there, because particularly in this day and time, this is what we want to work towards. We want to work towards having the plant-based diet, because a lot of these animal products and animal byproducts are toxic. They have hormones in them. They have loads of saturated fat, which is causing an arterial plaque buildup, right?
Which
causes high blood pressure and heart disease. Right. So, and we really want to be conscious of the fact that when we consume dead foods, our body doesn't gain any vitality from that, because there's no life energy in dead food. Right. So the first one would definitely be animal flesh, including fish. The second one we want to avoid is sugar, added refined sugar, right? High fructose corn syrup, white sugar, agave nectar, and especially artificial sweeteners.
Oh, yes.
Those are even, yes, indeed, beloved. Artificial sweeteners are even more insalubrious than refined sugars even. And, you know, that's pretty hard to beat. Artificial sweeteners have been linked to so many different ailments. So that is something that we should definitely eliminate from our diet. The third one would be white salt, which is essentially a drug by definition. There is no nutritional value in white salt. It is very harmful. To replace the white salt in our diet, we should buy Himalayan pink salt or black salt.
Okay.
Those would be much healthier. I'm sorry?
What did you say? You replace it with which one?
with Himalayan pink sea salt or black sea salt. Because at least we're going to get minerals from that salt, which is, you know, it's not processed like the white salt is. The white salt is, the white salt is, that's a chemical. That's a chemical in nature. So that is something that really does not belong in the human body.
Let me interrupt, beloved. Let me ask you quickly, where do you get your black salt and your Himalayan pink from? I get mine from San Francisco. Where do you get yours? I have not found another source.
Oh, wonderful question. Actually, you can find the pink Himalayan sea salt at your local Trader Joe's. You know, not that I want to promote that particular chain, but, you know, if it's accessible, if it's within your neighborhood, you know, it is affordable there. You can get it at a local health food store. Sometimes you can even find it online and you can buy it in bulk, which may be even more affordable if you do it that way.
Yeah, I normally buy. Go ahead, Brother Jimmy.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry about that. I just want to add that I don't know about most wrestlers like back in Jamaica. We don't really use salt because I don't use no salt at all most of the time. It's just straight Ital. That's what the wrestlers do back home. Is that is that a good practice?
Is that a good practice? Absolutely. If you can go without salt, without added salt, I would say that that's fantastic. That would be optimal.
That's what I know. Right? Back home, it's Ital. You know, even most of the vegetarian shops, they don't really use salt. It's all Ital food. Honestly,
right.
I'm telling you, it's straight Ital. And when it comes to the sugar, they use like wet sugar from the cane. So it's from the cane because we have a lot of cane in Jamaica. So, you know, they use the wet sugar. That's what I see them use, you know. A lot of times sugar and salt is like not added. Yeah, man, Jamaica is straight Ital. That's what Rasta use. Yeah, you lose the weight like crazy. you lose that weight like crazy. They don't use no salt. But the other thing I want to ask you, the only, you know what? When you drop that meat, that flesh from the diet, you know, where that's the B12. So now, what is the plant-based substitute for B12? I've always been asking this question because I don't like the pills. Trust me, I don't like the pills.
Okay. I'm sorry, Brother Judy. Did you want to answer, or would you like me to answer?
I was just going to say one thing. You can get B12. From many herbs such as ginseng and burdock root, you know, don't get it twisted. B12 is abundantly available through God's plan. All right, go ahead, beloved.
Yes, thank you for sharing that. And I also want to point out that you can find vitamin B12 in superfoods such as spirulina, very rich in B12, and it's very easy to get.
Let me write that down. What's the name of that?
Yes, please do. It's called spirulina. And you can find that at an herb store or a health food store. You know, you can get it in powder form, and you can add that to your smoothies. And it's very rich in vitamin B12. That's
spirulina.
One of the scare tactics. You know, they make every effort to discourage people from adopting the plant-based diet because they make this erroneous claim that you're going to be vitamin B12 deficient. And that's not true. And what should also be mentioned is that we only require a minute amount of vitamin B12 anyway.
Exactly,
So it's very difficult to be deficient in vitamin B12, just as it's extremely, I would say almost impossible to be deficient in protein, which is another scare tactic. Plant-based foods are very rich in protein. Absolutely. So I know that that's a concern that many people have. They think that they're going to be protein deficient, and that should really be the least of your worries. Avocados, broccoli, spirulina, wheatgrass, chlorella,
moringa,
a lot of the whole grains. Yes, you will definitely get an abundant supply of protein in the plant-based diet. So I don't want that to discourage anyone. But just to finish my list, I think I have two more items. The fourth one would be potatoes, especially fried potatoes, which is very, very high in starch. So in American society, our diet has a tendency to be very starchy. We consume way too much starch, and that should be minimized. Starch is largely acidic, and the body converts that starch into sugar, actually, after it's consumed. And so because of the fact that most of us lead very sedentary lifestyles, chances are you're not going to exert enough energy to utilize those high levels of caloric intake that you consume. So you want to be really careful about, you know, all the starches, because it does increase the level of acid in your body. And when you have too much acid, of course, that is the leading cause of disease. That's the precursor for it. So, yes, I would definitely try to avoid or minimize the consumption of white starchy potatoes, especially in this climate. It's just not necessary. The fifth item would be processed soy and soy byproducts, which are toxic. When we're talking about, you know, imitation meats, soy burgers, things of that nature, this stuff is very hard to digest, okay? It is similar to plastic in a sense. When you think about texturized vegetable protein, it's hard for the body to even identify it as a food. And so there is a plethora of empirical data which indicates the harmful effects of processed soy. So we really don't want to consume that. And I know that that is something that some people do when they transition to the plant-based diet. And I totally understand that you're looking for something to substitute the meat. But we really want to make an effort to try to avoid it because, you know, this soy consumption can cause breast cancer, thyroid disorders, kidney stone development, impaired fertility. There's a host of different health concerns that could happen as a result. So those will be my top five. And then, of course, you want to make sure that you consume enough water. So
we're going to take,
we're
going to take a quick break, and we will be right back with this wealth of information. I am so honored to have Sister Malika Ali on Dubwise Talk. And for our guest, Brother Jennings. In fact, I'm going to play a song by the guy who's talking on the phone now. I'm in his band, and so we're going to play this and let you see what we're doing.
Full of love, full of joy, praising God. You know, I know, yes, I, rest of all. Flower. drum and bass. Rasta move at reggae pace. Full joy life, no time to waste. Come and take a taste. Rasta man a bar. Rasta man a soul class. Rasta man a bar. Rasta man a soul class. Rasta man a bar.
Rasta man a bar.
Rasta man a soul class.
Rasta man a first class.
Rasta man a bar.
Rasta never come last.
Rasta man a first class.
I.
I see we have another caller. We are blank with Malika Ali. And we have another caller from area code 973. Are you there, caller?
Peace.
973, are you
Peace.
There? Peace.
Yes, sir. Peace. I was
lovely...
just sitting in. Yes, oh yeah. Oh, I was just wanting to compliment her on the wonderful wealth of information that she has been giving out so far. My only question was, how could I contact you further? Are you on social media? Do you have a website or anything like that?
Yes, beloved, I do. You can definitely visit my website, which is MalikaAli.com, and it's MalikaAhAli.com. And on my website, you'll see all the holistic services that I offer, as well as the herbal products that are available. I'm also on Instagram, Supreme Health Malika, and Facebook as well, Supreme Health Malika. Yes. Did you have any questions, beloved?
Oh no! I just wanted to know that so I can. Yeah, I just wanted to know that so I can, you know, check you out, man. Because yeah, it's a great interview. You're giving us a lot of information. Keep up the great work. Peace.
Oh, give thanks. Give thanks. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Don't forget to follow the show. Click the follow button. Those listeners for the first time, click the follow button. We highly appreciate your participation. Sister Ali, let's talk about your fine tutelage under the great Queen of Fua and Dr. Africa. Talk about that experience, that divine experience that you had.
Well, yes, I would concur with you. It definitely was a divine experience. So, yes, I did study under Dr. Ayala Africa and his lovely wife, Dr. Melanie Stevenson, and I'm certified under them as a holistic health practitioner. And it was a wonderful experience because, as I'm sure you're aware, that he has been in the area of holistic health and biological science for many decades now, and he also is a psychotherapist. And so I was definitely edified about all of the amazing aspects of the human body and how we can naturally heal ourselves by herbal remedies and by plant-based nutrition. We don't have to take allopathic medicine, which has a litany of different side effects. Sometimes those side effects are worse than the initial ailment to begin with, if you know what I mean. So it definitely was a life-changing didactic experience for me. And also I can say the same for Master Healer Queen of Fua, who I had the great privilege of going through her Rites of Passage program, Sacred Woman, which definitely enhanced my spiritual development and the spiritual aspect of my practice. So I am very grateful and very humbled to have been a student of both of them, and it was just amazing, and it has enhanced my development personally and professionally as a practitioner. Absolutely.
Beloved, what was it that ignited the fire in you to pursue holistic health? You have so many degrees, so many areas, and you selected helping humanity. How did that come about?
Well, that's a beautiful question, beloved. For me, I think that there was a part of me in which this passion that I have for holistic wellness for our people is kind of innate. I think that it's always been a part of me. I've always been naturally intrigued when it comes to the matters of diet and holistic wellness, and particularly in the area of mental health, which is why I chose to study psychotherapy. And so that's a large part of my practice as well, because within our community, mental health inadvertently is not prioritized. And it really needs to be. It really needs to be. I have many clients that suffer from chronic depression, that suffer from dysthymia, suicidal ideation, anxiety disorders, homicidal ideation, personality disorders, bipolar disorder, paranoid schizophrenia. There's a host of them. And it's something that is sort of taboo in our community. It is really not spoken about as much as it needs to be. And so I make an effort to address these ailments by homeopathic means, right? So what that means largely is that I choose not to utilize psychotropic treatment as part of my practice. Psychotropic medication, again, just like any other westernized medicine, has very deleterious side effects and can be addictive. And so it actually serves more as a crutch, not really a cure. Mm-hmm. And these are why these words are never used. So when it comes to mental health ailments, the average patient within this society, under the westernized mental health modality, they are prescribed psychotropic medication, and then they have to take that for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
So they grow to be very dependent on the medication, and there's never actually a remedy. So I approach these very same ailments by way of talk therapy, cognitive behavioral therapy, herbal remedies, right? And so I address it holistically, because it's not an issue that is exclusive to just the mind. As you mentioned earlier, the diet plays a very integral role in your mental health as well. So for instance, some of us are feeding our children copious amounts of sugar for breakfast.
Yes.
Right? You think about all these processed cereals and the waffles and the pancakes with high fructose corn syrup, right? It's not even real maple brown syrup. It's just processed sweeteners. And we send them to school. They're high on sugar. And then they're diagnosed with behavioral disorders like ADHD. When the truth of the matter is, there's really something wrong with their diet. They're hyperactive due to all of this sugar. And
we
so
have
it's
another.
Very unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. We have another caller just called in. I think they may have a question for you, beloved. Area
sure.
616, are you there?
Yes.
You have a question for the beloved Malika Ali? Are you still there? I guess you're just listening. All right. So you were talking about.
So we have a case where, you know, many. I'm sorry, beloved.
Oh no, go on.
So we have many cases where our children are being misdiagnosed with behavioral disorder, when it really has everything to do with a poor diet. everything to do with that.
Yes,
so
yes.
Sugar, white refined sugar in particular, has a very similar molecular structure to that of cocaine. They're both stimulants. They're both very addictive. Mm. They overtax the neurological system. So you get this artificial boost of energy, and then you crash, right?
Wow.
In the matter of both cocaine use and white sugar use. It's the same thing, has the same effect. And they're both very addictive. So this is why sugar is definitely on my top five of foods to avoid, because of the addictive properties and because of the fact that it's so insalubrious and so harmful. It erodes our immune system, and it makes us more susceptible to disease.
Yes, yes, indeed. It breaks down the immune system. It's very, very harmful to us. And what is so tragic is this society basically thrives on it. It's basically on it, you know, except the conscious people. But for the most part, our youth, they're going to school. I went to the gas station one morning, get some gas, and was on the way going somewhere. And the children on their way to going to school came in there, and this little girl spent about $10 or $11 on candy. And I asked the little girl, I said, "Little girl, does your mother know you eating all that candy?" And she just looked at me in amazement, like, "Why would you even ask me that?" You know. But that's our culture. They line up, and then I asked the owner, and this is what the killer was. He was an Asian, I believe he was Korean, and I says, "Would you feed your kids that in the morning before they go to school?" And guess what he told me? "I'm not responsible for your children. You are responsible for your children." And he's right, you know. But
yes,
they, you cannot go in the Asian
mm-hmm.
you cannot go in the Asian community and see them selling candy before their kids go to school. But he's in our neighborhood doing it. Can't do it in his neighborhood, though.
Right.
Kindly, beloved,
right.
Give
that is
us,
so true.
Time is really spent, and I really would be honored if you would come back again for another episode. There's so much to talk about on mental health, physical health, and spiritual health. Would you be agreeable to that?
Oh, absolutely. I would be honored.
Oh,
yes,
give thanks, beloved. Give thanks, give thanks.
Yes,
well,
kind
of give your contact information again before we leave.
Sure. I can definitely be contacted via MalikaAli.com. Again, that is MalikaAli.com. I'm on Facebook and Instagram, Supreme Health Malika. And I can be. You can call me, actually, 718-600-9199, and my email address is MalikaAli@live.com. Live.com. Yes.
Malika,
so I thank you. This has been a great honor. If I could just extend my greetings to Temple Number 12, Temple Number 7, Temple Number 15, Dr. Africa, Queen Afua, the UAM in Brooklyn, and also my lovely sister Zaza Ali out in Atlanta, Georgia.
Give thanks, beloved.
Yes.
Well, spreading love and unity is always in order. I bid you love and unity as well. Namaste, beloved. Namaste.
Yes. Thank you so much. Peace and blessings to you. Love you.